entry and in an emergency an alarm will sound. Wardens will assist the evacuation of our building and if directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area and go directly to the evacuation. So today we're faced with the unusual circumstance where our Mayor Wayne is on leave and our Deputy Mayor Stephanie is also absent from our meeting. So pursuant to Regulation 12.2 of our local government meeting procedures, if the Mayor and Deputy Mayor are not present at a council meeting, the councillors present are to elect one of the councillors to be the chairperson for our meeting. And with that in mind, I'd like to ask our councillors if there are any nominations for today's chair. Emery.
Thank you, John. I would like to nominate Councillor Benton Dudman to be our chairperson today.
Thank you. Councillor Dudman, would you like to accept the nomination to act as our chair today?
I will.
Thank you. Are there any additional nominations for the position of chair for today's meeting? All right, thank you, councillors. If there are no other nominations, then I will announce that our chair for today will be Councillor Ben Dutton. Oh, sorry, I needed a second. Sorry. Can I have it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Smedley, as the seconder. And we will move the motion that the chair for today's meeting would be Councillor Ben Dutton. If I can have a show of hands for those in favour of the recommendation, please. And that would be Councillor House, you're in favour?
Yes.
Thank you. And that would be unanimous, all councillors present being 7 in favour. Thank you.
Thank you, General Manager. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitor and Panahare past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today, and I pay my respects to Elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people here today. Statement of attendance. The Chair advises that persons attending this meeting should note that A, an audio and visual recording is being made of the meeting. B, all persons attending the meeting are to be respectful of and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting. And C, language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the recording is not acceptable. Turn to the confirmation of the minutes on page 8. Would someone like to move the council receives and confirms the minutes of the last ordinary meeting held on the 10th of June 2025? Councillor House and a seconder. Councillor Smedley. Is there any discussion on that, councillors? If not, I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous for all councillors in the room. Declaration of interest, General Manager.
We don't have any declarations of interest for today's meeting at this point, Chair.
Thank you. On page 9 is the Council Workshop Report. Councillors last met for a workshop which was held on the 24th of June 2025 and that report is included in the agenda. The Mayor and Councillors report is page 11 and Council acknowledgements and announcements. Can I take a moment to congratulate Deloraine, who was named the small top tourism town at the recent Tourism Tasmania Awards. And my congratulations to the Great Western Tiers Tourism Association, led by some of our board members who are here today, Lucy Fleming, Tim Freeman, and Renee Hardwick as the secretary. There was a great amount of work that went into ensuring that we were successful and even to get us nominated. It was fantastic to see the community get behind the Tourism Association and help secure that win. And of course, the National Awards are now on the 3rd of September. And the best of luck to Deloraine as we go forth to Canberra and hopefully go 2 for 2 in those awards. Are there any other councillor acknowledgements? Councillor Loader.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman. You stole my thunder. I was going to make a statement, and that's okay. It's something that's worth talking about. I too would like to acknowledge the huge amount of work that the Great Western Tiers Tourism Association put into pulling together all the requirements of this award. If you haven't seen the video, please watch the video. The itineraries are amazing. I know that members of the committee actually worked hard when they were overseas on holidays. It was a lot of work and they are absolutely to be commended. Deloraine is a very deserving win, but it took the coordinated and professional approach of our wonderful tourism association to make it happen, particularly
Lucy and Renee. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor. Are there any other acknowledgements? Councillor Sinfield?
Oh, just to advise that I did attend, as did Councillor Loder, the Our Lady of Mercy community consultation on the 26th of June. I also went to the Carrick Hall Committee meeting on the 10th, and last week I attended the Blackstone Heights, the Indian News Association meeting as well, as did Councillor Loder, and I don't think she put that one down on her list.
Thank you, Councillor. Are there any other acknowledgements or announcements? No. If that's the case, I'll move to page 13, petitions. General Manager?
We have no petitions today, Chair.
And community representations?
No requests come in to speak today.
Are there any from the gallery? Then I will move forward to public question time, and public questions with notice is displayed on page 14. Public questions with notice were received from Tanya King since the last council meeting and are included in the agenda. Public questions without notice. Anyone in the public is welcome to come forward and ask council a maximum of two questions. I'll give you 3 minutes, and I'll ring the bell at 2 minutes and 30 seconds to give you time to wrap up. Are there any questions from the public after I went through the full explainer? That's okay then. No questions from the public? No worries at all. Councillor question time is on page 16. We've received no councillor questions with notes for this meeting. Are there any questions without notes from councillors? Councillor Sinfield.
Yes, I had a member of the community ask me to ask we've now closed the tip at Glen, Westbury's tip, right? How long will the unfinished cell remain active for, and what is the purpose of it not being filled? Will it be filled in the future by other than the public? And what is the cost of capping the cell at Glen?
Thank you, General Manager.
Yep, thanks, Councillor Sinfield. So, as you would expect, Council has been preparing for the rehabilitation of the former Clewen landfill site for many years, and has a liability that has been accumulating over time to provide for the rehabilitation. What I'll do today is take your question on notice so that we can provide some accurate timeframes around what you've asked for there, but we in fact already have a contractor on site having some initial work undertaken, but you have to cover off on all the aspects of your question. We'll take it on notice for today and provide a response in next agenda.
Thank you, General Manager. Are there any other questions from councillors? No. So a reminder to councillors that questions without notice are required in writing at the conclusion of the meeting. We'll move to page 17, councillor notices of motion. There were no notices of motion received for this meeting. Are there any from the meeting? No. And then we move to section 13. For discussion of items in section 13 of this agenda, council will be acting as a planning authority. We move to planning authority reports 13.1, PA 250206, 7 Hampshire Place in Prospect Vale. No worries. Before we go to moving the motion, is there anyone in the gallery who'd like to speak to the application? Sure, come forward. If you just start with your... we'll get a microphone to you. If you could just start with your name and where you're from once we get that microphone to you.
Graham Andrarthur from... I'm the owner of 7 Hampshire Place. The idea of putting the carport up in the front there, knowing where it's on the actual place where the cars and it go. There is a single car garage on the home, but it's for a very small car. I can't get my four-wheel drive into it. Also, to get in and out of the house and stay dry during the winter, etc., and protect the car from the frost, etc., is the idea of having a carport on the front. And I do realise that it is on that, over that boundary limit that comes in, but the carport itself is only just exactly the same length as the car. So I'm not or money in creating this budget is absolutely necessary to go down there. So all I can do is make sure that be here and plead that you look at it fairly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a mover for the recommendation or for an alternate?
Yes. Thank you, Chair. I would like to move a motion that is different to that that's published in the agenda item, and thank you to the applicant for presenting up there just a few moments ago. I would propose, Chair, that this application by Optimo Warnings for an extension to a single dwelling, or a carport in this instance, on the land at 7 Hampshire Place in Prospect Vale, is approved generally in accordance with the endorsed plans and with the recommended permit conditions and notes as displayed up there. And I might give the reasons for.
I'll go for a second at first. So the recommendations before us, Councillor Loader to second. Councillor House is the mover of the motion.
Yes, thanks again, Chair. First of all, I really want to acknowledge and thank the planners. As always, they do a terrific job. They're very diligent and very comprehensive in their assessment, and we do thank them for that. We also understand that the planning scheme has little flexibility. So, however, as councillors, we can look at this from a practical and a pragmatic point of view. As mentioned before, there are no representatives, no objections to the application. There appear, from what I can see, to be little to no negative impacts on the neighbours or on the streetscape itself. And it's also my view that there's no unreasonable loss of amenity to the adjoining neighbours. So on that basis, I'd like to move that motion, and it's different from that in the agenda, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Loader is the seconder.
Thank you, Councillor Dugman. I totally concur with Councillor House, and I thank Mr. Andrew Arthur for coming along today. I went for a drive down there and couldn't see why we couldn't approve. However, I do know that the planners were just doing the work they had to do with the framework, but how good is it that we've got the opportunity to say, well, thank you, that was great, but no, we think you should be able to have your carport.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll open it to discussion for other councillors. Are there any contributions? If not, I'll take the opportunity to say thank you as well for coming along and making your case. It's one of those rare opportunities where we can safely go against planners' advice, and I appreciate the reasons why the planners had to make this rejection. But as Councillor House said, it is clear that there isn't any community concern around this. It is a logical development application, and it's one that I'm happy to support as well. So I'll return to Councillor Loader as the seconder. No, Councillor House is the mover.
Nothing to add.
I will put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. That is Dudman, Loader, Cronshaw, Smedley, Temple, House. All those against? Sinfield. I declare that carried. Council no longer acts as a planning authority. Item 14.1 under Corporate Services is the Audit Panel Report 2024-25 and Annual Work Plan 2025-26 on page 55. Thank you. Do I have a mover for that item? Councillor Loader and a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Smedley. That's on page 55. Councillor Loader is the mover.
Very happy to move this motion. It's good to know that the operations and decisions of Council are being looked at by an audit panel, which includes external people as well. I welcome the scrutiny and thank everybody for their time, because I know it's a really big extra amount of time, particularly for Councillor Temple and Councillor Dudman. So thank you very much. Happy to support.
Thank you. Councillor Smedley, would you like to?
Nothing further at the moment.
Nothing. I'll open up to other councillors in the room. Any contributions? No? I'll return to Councillor Smedley if you've got any contributions.
No, just thanks to run it somewhere. Thank you.
And Councillor Loader, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. That is unanimous for all councillors present. On page 62, item 14.2 is the Audit Panel Minutes, the 24th of June 2025. Do I have a mover? Smedley. And a seconder? Councillor Loader. Councillor Smedley is the mover. Would you like to make a contribution? No. Councillor Loader. Are there any contributions from councillors on this item? We return to Councillor Loader. Councillor Smedley?
No, that's fine.
Put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. That is unanimous for all councillors in the room. Item 14.3, the financial report to 30 June 2025, and that's on page 80. Do I have a move for that?
Move.
Thank you, Councillor Smedley. And a seconder? Thank you, Councillor House. Councillor Smedley is the mover.
Not the mover.
Councillor House?
Yes, thanks again, Chair. No surprises there in that report. In relation to overall revenue and expenditure, it's in line with expectations. There are always good words to hear. And I think, as always, it reflects very sound fiscal management from within the council. So I'd like to thank everyone for all their diligent work.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll open it up to the room. Are there any contributions from other councillors? I will return to Councillor House.
Nothing to add, Chair.
Councillor Smedley, move with your microphone if you could, please.
Sure.
Here they go. Just to John, Craig, Justin and the team, thanks very much for all the work done thus far in 2024-25. Thank you.
Thank you. I will put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. That is unanimous for all councillors present. Moving to page 97. We are in infrastructure services, item 15.1, budget adjustments. Do I have a mover for that item? Councillor House and a seconder, Councillor Loader. Councillor House is the mover.
Yes, again, thank you, Chair. In relation to the budget adjustments, thank you to John and to David and everyone else involved in that department. The budget adjustments, the reasons have been well outlined, they've been well explained. Thank you for making it clear. And there doesn't appear to be any negative financial variations overall to the capital works budget, so it all just seems like business as usual, just a few changes as we go.
Thank you, Councillor House. Councillor Loader?
I can concur again with Councillor House. We're on the same page today.
Yes,
from time to time things need to be adjusted, and it's good that Council can be agile and work to what needs to be done.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll open it up for discussion. Any councillors that would like to make a contribution? From my perspective, I will echo the thanks to the staff for the work that you both do. It's good to see that, obviously, it's always a big capital works plan that goes forward each year, and these adjustments are all fair and reasonable. I would like to point out some of the additional work that we are doing, including the Whitehall Recreation Ground with the lighting renewal, making sure that that project is as good as it could be. And the same with the investment that's going into the town entry signs in Westbury, making sure that they fit with our heritage character, which I know some councillors here and in the community care greatly about. But overall, the revisions aren't obscene. They are well within reason, and it's good to see that we are delivering projects but also being fiscally responsible. So with that, I'll return to Councillor Loader, Councillor House. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
That is all councillors present. On page 101, we are at item 16, Governance and Community Wellbeing. 16.1 is the annual plan 2024-25 quarter for performance. I have a mover for that. Councillor Loader and a seconder. Councillor House. Councillor Loader is the mover.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman. It's always good to see what Council is doing, and to have a plan I think keeps everybody on track. Sometimes I hear that Council doesn't do very much. Well, I would challenge everybody to have a little read of the agenda and see all the things that have been achieved in the last quarter of the last financial year. So, yes, congratulations to all the staff. It's definitely a team. Things do happen. Maybe sometimes things don't happen fast enough. But there's definitely a lot of work and planning and activity going on. So thank you to the staff.
Thank you, Councillor Loader. Councillor House.
Thank you, Chair. My turn to agree with you, Councillor. I think this is our, in the financial year and so forth. I think it's our chance, really, as councillors, to really say thank you. I'm just amazed at how hard people work in this council. I see it every day in my end of the municipality around Prospect Way, but you see people out there working flat out all the time, and congratulations to them. I think we're very fortunate to have the people we have. When you have you've got the summary there, you've got 40 operational activities, 65% of those have been achieved, 28% are progressing at least in line with expectations, if not beyond, and those that have been deferred for no other reason than they're sound reasoning behind each of those. So I think it's a really good overview of how these projects are progressing, but more importantly, to Councillor Loder's point, I think everyone within the municipality can see what is being done, and the accountability and transparency is first class. So I really want to say thank you to all the staff. It's a great effort. And thank you to John.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll open it up for discussion. Any contributions from councillors? Councillor Smedley.
I'd just like to concur with the comments so far. It's a really great report. Well done to everyone in council that's been working on that effort.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other contributions? For me, I agree. It's a great deal of work that occurs, and it's great to see that the vast majority of things we have set out to do are either achieved or being achieved. I might ask, for the benefit of the meeting, there's only three items there that have been deferred. Could we just get a brief explainer of that, General Manager?
Sure can. So the three targets, I'll just go through them each individually, Chair. So the first was to complete a design and commence construction of an expanded landfill cell at Pluin. We undertook quite a large piece of work during the year around the strategy and the future direction of our landfill operations. And in my opinion, Council formed a very sound and well-backed decision there. So what that meant was the target there was hence no longer required because it was in conflict with the decision that Council formed. So that was the first one. Second was to engage with contractors and suppliers on tendering for Council's work. So we would like to host a workshop with regular contractors and to provide information around how to best tender for our work. We still intend for that to occur, but unfortunately, just due to resourcing and some people within infrastructure moving on, we haven't got to that target. The intent now for that still to be delivered, but in the next financial year that we've already started. And then the third was to progress construction of the new waste transfer station at Deloraine waste facility. We put deferred on that. Obviously, we have made some progress towards that, but we don't have our final design returned. We've had many iterations of drafts, but we're not a final agreed with the consultant engineers there at this point in time. So the construction of that new facility has not commenced at this point. So they are the three.
Thank you, General Manager. Any further contributions from councillors? If not, I will return to Councillor House as the seconder. Councillor Loder as the mover. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. That is all councillors present. Moving to page 115, item 6.
So for this item, Chair, we have a declaration of interest from Councillor Smedley, and Councillor Smedley will leave the chambers for deliberations on the community grants item.
Thank you. So page 115, 16.2 is the Community Grants and Sponsorship Fund, round 1 for 2025-26. Councillor Loder, you'd like to move it?
Yes.
A seconder? Thank you, Councillor House. Councillor Loder is the mover.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman. This is the first grant round that the committee assessed grants with the new guidelines. So the meeting was quite lengthy, wasn't it, Councillor House? And very robust, really making sure that what we were putting forward aligned with our new guidelines. It's very exciting to see the new guidelines and to be supporting some different sorts of projects as outlined in the agenda. I'm really happy to support this motion, knowing that so much work went into it by council staff, and then at the meeting we had to work out if we were going to recommend or not recommend what's in the agenda.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor House is the seconder.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, it's a good reminder of just how much volunteers give back to the community. And we are all the better for it. In fact, we're blessed to have the number of volunteers and the organisations that we do. So this is a chance for council, I suppose, to acknowledge those people and to give their support. These are new guidelines, and there was a robust discussion around it. So everything is judged on its merits. And I'd really like to thank all those people. I've got them down here. I think it's Nate, Amy, Carl and Justin, in particular, for all the work that goes in behind the scenes. There's an awful lot of work goes in by the time it gets to us on the panel to be able to make a judgment. So I really want to thank them. And I also want to just give an acknowledgement of the proposed Pocket Park activation in Deloraine. I think that's a splendid project. It's described as a showcase community-led project, which I think it is. That's getting excellent support from businesses, from community organisations and individuals. And I see that as being a very important part of Deloraine going forward as a little community hub, a little arts centre as well. So all in all, we're very supportive of all those that we've put forward there today.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll open it up to the room. Any contributions from other councillors? For my part, I'll echo what Councillor Loder and House have said. It's a great deal of work that has gone into this round in particular due to the changes in the processes that we have. So thank you to all that serves on the committee, both councillors and staff. It's great to see some local events and projects being supported there. And I always appreciate seeing the sports sponsorships that we put forward too for young people and sometimes older people too throughout the municipality who are achieving great things both nationally and at times internationally. From right here in the Meander Valley, it's great to see across a range of sports. Would also just like to note item point four in this item with the funding arrangement for Chudley, Deloraine and Westbury shows. It's good to see that that has been covered as well. It's something that the show societies have spoken to myself and I know other councillors about too, so it's great to see that we're continuing to deliver there. With that, I will return to Councillor House. No, Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman. Yes, I agree with everything that's been said. It is I genuinely can say this is a committee I enjoy being on. It's the most enjoyable part of being a councillor, giving away council's money to community organisations. I echo Councillor House's comments about the Pocket Park. I think the creativity there to use up what was the old Flashing Chook site in Deloraine, it's going to become something incredibly wonderful. And of course, the first hop to harvest was amazing, and that's only going to get better. And I hope that next financial year we have some more applications for these two new grants just to help organisations on their way with new and exciting ways to build community.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll put the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. That is unanimous for all councillors present, noting Councillor Smedley's absence, and we'll bring him back in, please. Thank you. We'll turn to item 16.3, which is on page 123, new policy number 6, Code of Conduct Dispute Resolution. Do I have a mover for that item? Councillor Loder and the seconder, Councillor Smedley. Councillor Loder is the mover.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman. This policy is something that was required by council from the local government. It's sad that we need policies like this, but when there are issues, this policy definitely maps out how people can be treated fairly. So I'm all for great policies because it really does help to keep people safe and on track. So yes, very happy to support.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Smedley?
Nothing at the moment.
Thank you. Are there any other contributions from councillors? No. If not, I will put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. That is all councillors present. And we move to page 138, motion to close the meeting to the public. Can I have a mover? Councillor Smedley and a seconder. Councillor Loder. Any discussion? All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. That is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. We will end the live stream and recording there.